Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. May the force be with you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Don Fotopoulos is here. Don is a great member of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest ladies I know, founder of Hidden Profit Profit, founder of DF Consulting, the author of the outstanding book that is absolutely automatic, just a requirement if you want to be in business and succeed, Accounting for the Number Phobic, a survival guide for small business owners. She's our good friend, Don Fotopoulos. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's always good to have you back. So, Don, one of the biggest reasons why small businesses fail is not because they don't work hard, not because they don't have good ideas, not because they're not smart, not because they don't have good products, not because they don't have customers. The number one reason why they fail is because they don't manage their finances.
They run out of cash, Jim.
More particularly, they're undercapitalized by definition, and they just run out of cash, precious cash. But it's mostly because it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business because we're all undercapitalized, but you can do it. I'm an example of it. You're an example of it. But even if you don't have enough, if you manage it the right way, you can rub two nickels together and make 11 cents.
Yeah, but not
if you don't know what's going on, if you don't know the score.
Therefore,
when all this DIY stuff, this do-it-yourself software came in, where people could start doing their bookkeeping in their offices and not have to deal with anybody else, that seemed like a panacea. Is it?
Man, where do I even start, right? So let me give you
stuff helped?
Well, it's helped and it's also a complicated thing.
Okay.
I just came back from Paradise Island. I was the main stage speaker at the Intuit Pro Advisor Conference.
Yeah.
And there was a
Paradise Island, on Nassau, Bahamas, folks. Go ahead.
Yeah. So there was this huge exhibit hall with about 200 different software providers. And every single software provider solved a different accounting problem. Accounts payable and accounts receivable, payroll, timesheet. I could go on and on. So there is no such thing as plug and play. I mean, there are some industry standards, certainly into
but QuickBooks and places standards. Like that. I mean, don't those things help people?
They do, but you know what, Jim? Learning the software, setting up the chart of accounts, this is not a small thing. If you don't get
right.
the chart of accounts correctly at the beginning,
right.
you end up with a mess.
It's just it's just like any database, any
right.
spreadsheet. If you
That's
don't
right.
if you don't start out with fundamental accuracy, then you're going to have fundamental inaccuracy all the way through.
Well, but that's right. And the other thing, too, is it's five times the effort and the money to fix it.
What's the alternative?
Well, the alternative is to hire an accounting professional.
Somebody
who's going to
yeah.
set you up correctly. So, for example, the Pro Advisor Network has a great site. It's like an Angie's List for accounting pros, and it's called FindAPROAdvisor.com.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if you look for, and everybody's credentials is there, you know, it tells you how long they've been doing this.
Right.
I would find a Pro Advisor Advanced.
Say that website again.
FindAPROAdvisor.com.
Okay.
And you put in your zip code, and it will pump out everybody that's within a certain mile radius of where you are. It will tell you what industry
and,
they
And these, day, these days, they don't even need to be in your neighborhood, though.
Oh no, but that's right. But even still, I mean, if you search on industries, if you search on, you know, size of company, I mean, it will give you also comments from people. It will tell you what their certifications are, and you can interview them. And I have to tell you, Jim, you know, for $100 or $150 a month, because a lot of these very small businesses
right.
they don't need a tremendous amount of care.
Right.
May cost you $500 to set the books up, but to maintain it. It's not that expensive.
Will they do your billing, too?
Oh, absolutely.
Because you and I have talked about that. One of the biggest mistakes people make is not getting their invoices up.
Is invoicing, absolutely. So So here's the thing, Jim. 87% of small business owners do their own books, and 50% of them are financially illiterate. This is not a problem. This is, by the way, survey results from Intuit.
One of the things that I've always felt, and we're gonna continue this, folks, after the break with Don, but one of the things that I've always felt like, that system did help people get a little bit oriented, a business owner to become a little bit oriented around about some of the elements of financial management, and it helped them do that in the early days when they probably wouldn't have hired or couldn't have hired couldn't afford $100 a month, and so I'm gonna get Dawn to talk to us some more about this, because she's got more reasons why, as more options for you to consider than just depending upon the do-it-yourself accounting stuff. So we'll take a quick break. Don't forget the website, hiddenprofitprofit.com. That's Don's website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.